When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hi.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Glad to be here.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So, I've had some good sickness going around the office lately, so I thought we might talk about, how, you know, maybe some good remedies about some common injuries when people suffer them. You two could give your advice on how to avoid them, perhaps, or how to, you know, reduce the amount of time you spend suffering these injuries. My favorite one, of course, is a stubbed toe.
You like stubbing your toe? Is that, like, that's your favorite thing?
It's just a stubbed toe, right? Like, I mean... Nothing bad just happens when you stub your toe. You just, you know, grab your foot and you say, ow, that really hurt.
Like, cry in front of everybody and then they know you're weak. They can sense it. It's like blood in the water for sharks.
I mean, sometimes, you know, you kind of messed up a little.
If you're trying to avoid stubbing your toe and keep that out, you just take that all the way up and get rid of your toes. And then you can't stub them.
Like, premature toe removal? Or you remove them as you stub them?
Voluntary amputation, right? Like they're gone.
You nip that in the bud before you can even injure it.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about teeing up my toes.
Otherwise, they're going to fall off a little bit at a time. You stub your toe once, then you lose a toenail. You stub your toe again. You maybe crack the toe and then it gets infected and you lose a bit of the toe, like the first joint. And then if you keep stubbing your toes, you're generally going to just lose them all piecemeal. But if you get to the quick of the matter and just take them all off before you have to deal with that, you save yourself a lot of pain and suffering.
Jeremiah, do you have leprosy, perchance?
HIPAA laws and stuff, Jeff. I mean, I can't really answer that.
Well, I mean, you can, because that sounds a lot like leprosy. You might get that checked out is all that I'm hinting at.
Okay.
Toes shouldn't just fall off as you hit them.
Well, I mean, they don't just, like, when I...
Like, it's a process.
Yeah. I mean, that's normal. It's
toe rot.
Like a lizard dropping its tail, but people drop their toes when they stub them.
So when you get scared, you drop your toes?
Well, not...
Is that why you wear sandals? So they're just, like, free-flying?
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're wearing sandals, it'll happen. If you're wearing, like, a regular shoe, then it won't. But, yeah, it's a thing.
All right. Birthday gift for Jeremiah. Closed-toed shoes. Protect his toes.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
Splinters. That's pretty simple, right? You know, you just go get some tweezers and you pluck it out. Done and done.
Well, I mean, you've punctured your skin, and so whenever you puncture
in a very small form, yes.
Right. But whenever you puncture your skin, you are allowing outside elements inside your body, and, you know, a splinter is just an opening for, you know, various spirits or whatever to come in and possess you. Scary.
Doesn't salt protect you from spirits?
Right, but if you have a sliver, you don't want salt anywhere near that, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
But it cleans it out.
Like, ouch.
What if there's a dryad in that splinter, and then, boom, there's a dryad in you, and that spiritual infection...
Does that not mean I'll grow as strong as an oak?
Does this mean I just get to be a dryad? Because that's... maybe.
I was just thinking that, you know, we have pores, so I mean, technically our, you know, epidermis is already open to a certain...
Right, and there is always extreme danger. And especially, you know, people like to do things like wash their face every night, and that just gets rid of the protective layer of dirt inside the pores that's keeping the things out.
Yeah.
But... You know, it's a smaller risk. The smaller the hole, the smaller the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Splinters can get quite large.
But you're just, you know, pointing out the probability chance of this occurring, and just wanting people to be aware of the situation they could get into.
And splinters could be, like, I mean, you can get splinters from a lot of different things. Like, you can get metal splinters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we've all come to know the very sharp scary pain. Thing that is tetanus. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
get your shots.
Bone splinters.
Get your shots. Bone splinters.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you stub your toe and then you get Jeremiah's thing where it breaks at the joint? You have bone splinters too?
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it's cyclical. It's all one big, you know, quagmire of ugh.
All right, I'm curious to see where you're going to go with the next topic on how this is cyclical. Seems similar, but I feel that it's not. When you get scratched, like, by a thorn or a small furry animal.
Mm.
You know, kind of irritates the skin
like,
a little.
Like, say, cat scratch fever?
I mean, is that, like, a dance move that I'm unaware of?
It's a song.
Cat scratch fever?
Yeah.
And you have to hum it for me.
No.
Okay.
So where splinters, like, bore into you and give an entry point for the spirits and stuff, scratches are more of an external force dragging your vital essence away from your body. So it's not a possession as more of a weakening or a distressing of your chi. And so as your skin gets raw, if it's like a light abrasion, it'll turn red. That's your spiritual energy going to the surface of your skin, trying to call its friends home. And it doesn't always work.
Bit of an SOS.
The thing that scratches you is a big factor, too. I'm terrified of cats. I think it's because I've been allergic to them my whole life, like pretty severely allergic to them. And so I've always just been this, you know, whenever somebody was like, I have a cat, it, to me what it said was, oh, you're going to come to my house and die. So... You, like a cat scratch for me, like they swell up and they're not pretty and they're really scary looking. And I've always been like, cats are attracted to me. I think that they can like smell my fear of them and they see me as prey. And so I'm always a little scared.
That might just be because you're on the smaller side, Chrissy.
It could be.
You're on the more their territorial size.
Right, but that doesn't make it better. Like, I every time they scratch me, you know, and then they, like, go groom themselves, all I can picture is them, like, giving, like, a lick of their little claws and being like, that's delicious, and coming back for more. So, like, if we're talking about getting scratched by small animals, I don't want to be dinner. I don't want to be kibble.
Wait, you don't want to be?
No, who wants to be kibble?
You got me on that one.
Right?
I don't think anyone wants to be kibble.
Mm-mm.
High five. Nailed it, Chrissy.
Thanks.
100% truthful statements made by Chrissy tonight. So I have to admit, my cat has been kind of chewing on me lately. Maybe she just enjoys the taste.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Your time is nigh.
Ben Nye? Hopefully I get to spend some time with the science guy. That sounds amazing. I'm pretty sure that would be part of my personal heaven. Getting to spend time with Ben Nye.
Isn't it Bill Nye?
It is Bill Nye.
I think Ben Nye is his cooler brother.
Ben Nye has a skateboard.
You just don't see him on screen as much.
Ben Nye has a skateboard and he's lacking the bow tie.
Yeah,
like, he just wears the top couple buttons open.
I don't need safety glasses. Get these out of here. These are my cool sunglasses we're going to use for this explosion.
Yeah, Ben Knight doesn't wear it. He definitely doesn't wear a helmet.
No.
Mm-mm.
All right, how about, like, when, you know, you bend over to pick something up, and you stand up, and you, like, just bump the back of your head on something?
Oh, you mean, like, the, you know, mini concussion?
No, just like a small bump.
Because those add up. I know, but like even when small bumps can have big consequences over a long period of time. Like if you hit your noggin enough times, even just a little bit, like that's just build up for some very serious late in life repercussions.
I'm not sure that they, you know, consecutively add force to each other. Like, they don't just reside in your skull, and then, you know, the next one adds its force to the last one.
They totally do. I've, like, every major injury that I've had has been to my head, and it's responsible for making me the man I am today.
Isn't that a good thing?
It depends. There's good days and there's bad days.
Ow, cat just scratched me. Stop it. My hand is not a play toy.
It's dinner.
Don't be kibble.
I'm trying not to be kibble.
Try harder.
I did. It ran away. I won.
This round?
No, every fight that I win is a victory, Chrissy.
Well, you know, every fight that I win is just the next, like, it's just the thing that is taking me one step closer to the fight that I'll lose.
I've always ascribed to the, you know, it makes me stronger mentality.
Oh, that's where you're totally wrong. It's like the cumulative head bumps.
Yep.
Just slowly weakening you over time.
Mm-hmm. Slowly weakening you.
Yep.
All right, and let's talk about the last one, the most important one. When you put your belt on and it gives you a little pinch.
A belt pinch?
Belt pinch.
Well, I can imagine that this could be pretty severe depending on what's being pinched by the belt.
Normally your stomach.
Okay.
Or maybe somewhere around the hip.
There's a layer of pant between the belt and yourself, right?
Normally.
I feel like the belt pinch is probably less deadly than the zipper pinch.
Yeah.
It's true. But I mean, like, sometimes, you know, just a little bit of the fabric and the pants gets caught and just kind of, you know, your pants are just a little too tight.
Wow.
See, nothing could go wrong with that one. You just
no, there's
so simple.
I actually, like, have always felt like belts could be potentially deadly if they get caught mm-hmm. on something when you're
oh, yeah.
out and about during the day. So I actually don't wear one out of fear that it will, like, be pulled into, like, pull me into something. Like, a hook will come out, grab my belt, and pull me into, like, a shredder. I don't know.
You should be glad you don't have to wear ties.
Belts, to me, are one of those things that I just won't risk. So a belt pinch is not something that I personally am familiar with.
Yeah, belts just need one of those safety quick releases like they have on lanyards for badges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just a midsection misfortune waiting to happen.
Yeah. I mean, really, it could just cut you right in half, give it enough force, just
oh,
right in half.
Yeah, or, I mean, you get stuck on one of those construction cranes and it drags you all over the top of the building and you're up on the roof and stuck there.
Yeah. See, it's way too hazardous. The belt pinch is the least of your worries if you're wearing a belt.
Maybe it's particular to you, is you just need to stop wearing belts.
But they keep my pants up.
Then you get suspenders.
I feel like those have a higher risk probability than a belt.
No, they got quick release tabs. If you get the right type, you can just go, and they come right off.
Yeah, can you explain the visualization of the pew?
You know, it's just like a button. You push it and it's gone.
Oh, yeah. Like a seatbelt?
Flying into the wind. It's like
a lever.
So you can be flung to safety?
Yeah, if you aim it right.
By the seat of your pants, nonetheless.
But,
Well, I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Please give your audience your fond farewells.
Bye, guys. Don't wear belts. They're dangerous.
Yeah, make sure you get yourself a nice pair of suspenders. Make sure that you have them adjusted properly so that they both support and protect you.
Shop at Jeremiah's Fancy Suit Store. If you want us to worry about things for you, remember, you can submit questions to What Could Go Wrong to us at guest.fm. Thanks for listening.
Bye.